T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Interesting read here from the USA Today. I'll just read the headline. Should I share my location with my partner? The answer is not a simple yes or no. From the USA Today, sharing your location, think Life 360 or whatever, with your partner may seem like a no-brainer decision, but it is important to give it some thought. Some feel safer sharing their location with their partners. Others avoid the practice because it feels controlling. Experts say every choice is valid, and they stress it is important to keep your own mental health as well as your attachment and experiences in mind when making the best decision for you. Sharing your location like we do today, whether it's in Snap Map or Life 360, is a relatively new phenomenon. Licensed clinical psychologist Yasmin Said stresses that young people are especially affected in our increasingly digital world, estimating that the issue of location sharing in relationships comes up for about 80 to 90% of people in their teens, 20s, and 30s.
Ooh. If you are dating or newly dating, I think location sharing is a bad, creepy idea. If you're in a family circle, it's completely acceptable. And it is not acceptable to leave the family circle.
At any age?
Do you want to hear something so funny? We had one of Jack's buddies in our circle for like 3 years, 2 years, something like that. Because when we all went down to Mexico for one of those ding-dong spring breaks, I insisted they all be on Life 360 in case they got kidnapped and murdered by the cartel. They just figured out a couple of weeks ago, he is now a fully grown man leaving for Austin, Texas for his first big boy job after college. They just now realized he is still in the family circle, and he and Jack laughed for an hour. He said, he looked at me and said, has your family had access to my location for 2 years?
Oh boy.
I'm like, I am so sorry, but it's so funny. I don't look at it very often. I only look at it if someone is missing. And thank God that doesn't happen very often.
I don't know that that's true.
It is true. Let me give you another example. My son went to Worlds of Fun the other day.
Older son, younger son?
Younger one.
Okay.
I did check to see if they were still there at like 6, 7 p.m. They left at like 6 a.m.
Okay. He hadn't been reported missing.
No,
though, right?
But he was still there. And I just said, buddy, just let me know when you're leaving. You know, I don't love that drive at rush hour. I was thinking that, not, I didn't say that.
Right.
That's the only time I look, is that they're in some weird location or something. And, you know, when are you coming home kind of thing?
I don't snoop, but like, I'll check and see if Kelly's gotten home in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Just go ahead.
We've had this conversation before. Both of you are lying. You look at it way more than you admit.
No, I do not. I really don't.
I would admit that I look at it during the afternoon, primarily to see what time Kelly gets home from work, in part because I want her to get home early so she can enjoy the rest of the day because she left so early today. But having said that, Sam, if we're going to be honest and full disclosure, when I happen to see if she's gotten home yet, and I'm not looking to make sure she's not cheating on me or something stupid, I may gather a quick glance at where the kids are. Yeah.
See, you're worse than I am. You're worse than I am, and you would never. I think you are, and you would never admit it.
I might be.
I have had it for so long that I really don't look at it unless they're like driving to Denver, and then I stare at that thing. Chris Ketz is a very funny man sometimes because he has a compulsion to check in and name every location where he goes, and so the entire family will get a notification that Chris Ketz has just named and checked into Lowe's Home Improvement Hardware.
Well, wants you to know he's out doing mail stuff.
He checks in everywhere. I'm like, I don't need to know you're at the McDonald's on State Line. Why? I mean, he names everything.
From the text line, I am a super low-maintenance wife, but my husband is in law enforcement.
Oh, yeah.
And is sometimes late, causing me to worry.
Yep.
I will track his location so I can see that he had to take someone to jail, etc., and then I can go back to sleep. Another texter writes in, I want my partner to share his location, but I don't want to share mine with him. Is that fair?
What? No, it's a family circle. If one is doing it and one is not, you know what that's called? Stalking.
Well, keep in mind, not everyone has family. I mean, maybe they're just starting to date. At what point in a dating relationship, for those of you who are the younger set or getting back out on the market, at what point in the relationship do you, and I'm not going to ask that question, at what point do you share one's location on Life360?
Marriage.
Yeah, you got trust issues if it's before that.
Marriage. And then I will ask one more question, but I don't want to talk about it. At what point do you put your parents on it? You don't tell them.
Wow.
Time to go to break.
Have you done that to your parents?
No.
Dana?
I have not.
Look at me in the
eye. I have not. But, I mean, honestly, I would. But I would tell them I was doing it. I wouldn't sneak it.
There's a lot of lying going on right now.
No, we'll talk about it when we come back. There are a lot of people listening. Well, now I don't want to give away the secret. But, you know, you're a little worried about mom lately. And, you know, you just want to make sure, it doesn't end up the silver alert.
From the text line, I use it all the time, but it's so I know when to start dinner. How far away are they from getting home? That way dinner is ready when they get home. I do that.
See, I told you, you guys
that is such a lie, because just because they're at some location doesn't mean they're leaving some location.
What if they're on the way home?
Yeah, it tells you when they're on the highway and how fast they're going.
Okay.
It tells you how fast they're going?
Oh, yeah. I've actually texted Maya before.
Slow down.
I have. I've texted Maya and go, slow down. But don't look at your text while you're driving.
Parents. Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't look at your phone.
You would not put your mom on that if she, you know.
Not against her will.
No, it's not against her will. You just put it on her phone.
Man.
You know, she winds up in Spring Hill and doesn't know day it is. You can see me like, what's mom doing in Spring Hill?
I don't want to know where St. Margaret goes.
I do. Put her in my family circle, man. I'll follow that woman all day long.
913-586-7798. 586-7798.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.